This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea today chilled the prospects for any resumption of talks with the United States. Reuters quotes a senior North Korean official as saying Pyongyang does not feel the need for such talks, that they would be nothing more than a political tool for Washington. Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said negotiations would not work out and that there will be no change in North Korean policy on the issue. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun is due to visit South Korea next week to discuss stalled talks with the North. South Korean President Moon Jae-in this week said President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un should meet again before the U.S. elections in November. Iran says it plans to retaliate against any country that carries out cyber attacks on its nuclear sites. This in the wake of a fire at its Natanz plant, which some Iranian officials say may have been sabotaged. The uranium enrichment site, much of it underground, is one of several Iranian facilities monitored by inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran says the cause of the incident has been determined and will be announced at a convenient time. This is a pandemic-stricken Independence Day here in the United States. On its eve, President Trump delivered an angry speech at the Mount Rushmore Memorial in South Dakota. He barely mentioned the coronavirus. Instead, he aimed his words at his political base, 4 months before Election Day, at a time when the president is consistently trailing in the polls. Mr. Trump accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. He described the need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Protesters have desecrated some statues while also aiming their anger at the use of Confederate generals' names for U.S. military installations, given that they led Southern troops in a civil war that sought to protect slavery. Statues honoring Confederate figures are being removed from prominent places in some American cities on directives from local governments. This is VOA News. At Mount Rushmore, President Trump charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He added, we will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people. The Friday night event came against the backdrop of a worsening pandemic, which has killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. The case count is 2.8 million. Daily case increases in the U.S. these days average about 50,000. The thousands that turned out for the president in that crowd, many chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing. Meanwhile, the hard-hit states of California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida have a combined case count of more than 700,000, with a collective death toll of over 14,000. Florida Friday reported 9,500 new infections. The mayor of Miami-Dade County has ordered tighter mask rules at restaurants, requiring customers to wear facial coverings at all times unless eating or drinking. Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected calls to make masking a requirement statewide. The state of Arizona reports its hospital intensive care units are about 90% full. California Governor Gavin Newsom is warning local elected officials they risk losing state funding if they don't enforce health orders as the pandemic worsens in his state. Newsom has rolled back or limited some businesses reopening in Los Angeles and 20 other counties. The Johns Hopkins worldwide coronavirus numbers, more than 11 million COVID cases and nearly 526,000 lives lost. South Africa, with another 9,000 infections, now reports 177,000 coronavirus cases, 30% of them in the Johannesburg area. The death toll has put at almost 3,000. Confirmed cases across the 54-nation African continent have risen above 433,000. British pubs and restaurants are reopening today in an effort to offer at least a semblance of a new normal. In the UK, the pandemic has so far claimed more than 44,000 lives, with a case count approaching 286,000. Russia has reached an awful milestone, a death toll that exceeds 10,000. Its disease outbreak is the third worst in the world, as it closes in on 674,000 COVID cases. India reported its worst ever single-day spike in COVID infections, 22,771. The fatality count in India, almost 19,000. For the third straight day, Japan has reported over 100 new COVID cases. Australia's Victoria State locked down 9 public housing towers and 3 more Melbourne suburbs after finding 108 new virus cases. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has approved a law requiring masks on streets and in public transportation to help prevent coronavirus infections. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.